Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Triple Platinum Underground.com. Every Friday at 11 p.m.
and every Sunday at 10 p.m.
Eastern Standard Time.
To call into the station, dial 646-716-6607. Once again, that number is 646-716-6607.
Get down with the underground.
Hey, you're on Twitter, right? Well, check this out. Get your Micro Mob music, Bay Area G-Funk, and G-Rap reviews from Richmond, California, all the way to Paris, France. From your boy Black Ice on Twitter. That's right, your boy Black Ice on Twitter.
Twitter.com/YABOYDLAKICE.
Your boy Black Ice on Twitter. Follow me.
Ill-Fit Authentic Apparel is the hottest urban clothing line to hit the fashion market this season.
As one of the leading fashion brands in the apparel industry, they promise consumers that
Ill-Fit has developed an alluring line of clothes with comfort as well as contemporary urban feel,
including some of this year's hottest trends: shirts, jackets, hoodies, t-shirts, track jackets, jeans, and shorts. For more information, call 754-422-3065. Again, that's 754-422-3065, or visit illfit.net or at myspace.com/illfit. It's not just the clothes, it's the fit.
You know, it's your boy Rena C.
It's your boy Warren G.
It's your boy Black Ice and the host of the YBBI show on 187 Radio. And when I'm in the DMV, I always rock with my girl Lushy Lush, Lush Radio Online.
What's crackalackin', family? It's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building on Lush Radio Online. We want to thank our sponsor, StrictlyBone1.com. Also, we want to start to thank Diverse Media Group, LLC, for all your media needs and digital fantasy media. Today, we got an explosive show for you today. We're going to have the one, the only American Yard, a mix, a blend of just nothing but some hot music, you know what I'm saying, a mix of some R&B and a mix of some rap. So y'all need to definitely come and check them for real. All day, every day, they sign the convict music, you know what I'm saying? Some people compare them to, like, a little Black Eyed Peas or the Fugees, so they're going to be live on the show today. So, y'all need to prepare yourself. Get your pens and pad. Get ready for some hotness. I'm about to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to go ahead and check for them. But I'm telling you, it consists of a Jamaican, Stacey Ann, Englishman, Stevie English, a man from London, and an American. His name is Blues. So we're going to go to line and bring him in and see what's cracking lacking. It's your girl, Lushy Lush. That's Radio Online. You already know what it is. Caller from the 404. What's cracking lacking, family? 404? Well, I got all the lines open. I think this is American Yard live in the building. I got the 678, I got the 770, and the 404.
Yeah, 404. Hey.
Yo, this is 678 right here, man.
Yeah, this is 770 right here. You know, we got the whole spectrum of Atlanta on our phones, you know.
Free countries, free numbers, free everything, man.
Exactly, 3-for-1.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I got to go ahead and give you a Lush Radio welcome real quick. You know what I'm saying?
All right. We bow. We appreciate it. This is for you, and you.
The musketeers are here.
Steve got on the rabbit ears.
Before we get into the nitty gritty, man, y'all want to go ahead and you want to go ahead and get some shout outs and stuff before we get into the nitty gritty, man?
All right, shout out to God.
Hey, you're based up in Virginia, because I used to go through Virginia kind of often.
That's what's up.
Steve is in the highway out there.
Yeah, I should be up there. So, you know, big up everyone in Virginia, man.
Yeah. Yo, Wine Dance, what up? Everybody in Wine Dance, what's good?
Big up, Tima. Where you at? Chuck.
Chuck. Yeah, Chuck. Chuck and Tima.
Yeah, Chuck to the
show. Habib.
Yo, definitely shout out to Chuck. My man Chuck is definitely a cool dude, man. Shout out to him for real, definitely.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, you got another shout out. Go ahead, man. You know what I'm saying? So nobody yells at you, you know, after you're done.
Nah, we good. We got all the main people.
That's what's up. That's what's up, man. Before we get into it, I want you guys to go ahead and introduce yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, ladies first, always, you know what I'm saying?
Then we put a foot out the triple.
Hey, this is Stacey from Kingston, Jamaica.
Go ahead, Blue.
Oh, yeah, this is Blues from Wine Dance, Long Island.
And this is Steve English from London, UK.
That's what's up, man. Y'all got a whole mixing and blender, you know what I'm saying, all kinds of funkiness and, you know what I'm saying, just chocolateness and, you know what I'm saying, and all that up in there, you know what I'm saying? And I'm definitely loving the flavor. I know a lot of people, like, compare you guys, like, you know what I'm saying, like a mixer. Like, if you could throw the Fugees in there and throw some of the Black Eyed Peas in there, you know what I'm saying, they would get a little bit of, you know what I'm saying? But you guys put your own twist to it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. I think with the Black Eyed Peas and the Fugees, they were always trying to be international groups. And I think with us, as well as being going for that international market, it's kind of natural because it really is the case, you know? We are different countries. So it's kind of like as well as doing the music, we kind of live it as well. So we have different personality, you know, different backgrounds. But we're all on the same vibe.
Yeah, exactly.
It's something that just, you know, came to pass without us even trying to do it. You know what I mean? It's just a natural chemistry, and it just so happens that all of us come from different sides of the pond. You know?
That's right.
That's what's up. And I definitely merged together and caused some cohesion over there, and I'm definitely feeling it, man, for real.
Yeah, I appreciate it. So,
man, tell me how this whole cohesion, this wonderful blend of funk and reggae and soul treeness just came together and just became one.
Steven and I was working for a long time, and I met Blues on my video shoot, and Steven and I did a song together, and I let Blues hear it, and he loved it, and he was like, yo, let's go over that guy's house, and then I took him over Steven's house, and everything else was a wrap.
All of us came from, like, solo careers, you know what I mean? Like, Stacey was doing her thing over in Jamaica, Steve was doing his thing in the UK, Africa, you know, he's doing his thing in Japan, you know, a few different places, and with me, I was doing my thing, like, I was doing my thing out in New York, and then, you know, going back with Khan for some years. So, you know, when I met up with Stacey on her video set, like she said, you know, I heard a song that she did with Steve, and the song was crazy. So Steve had at his crib, that's where we do a lot of American Yard records. And me and Steve both got on a record with Stace for a solo project, and then the rest was his history from there.
And the crazy thing is, we're all in Atlanta. And Atlanta is kind of a place that attracts a lot of people who are trying to get in the music business. So we all kind of were, like, we had our careers, but we were all kind of pursuing the same direction. So because we all felt the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's a God-given gift that, you know, the way that we came together and the way that our chemistry just merged together the way it did, because, like I said, it's nothing that's even forced. It's just something that's just natural for us.
It's a blessing.
That's how, right, man. So you got your man Stevie English that sold 2 platinum and 3 gold albums in Japan and Europe, you know what I'm saying? And you got my girl Stacey over here, you know what I'm saying, worked along a lot of the elite reggae artists, you know what I'm saying, out in Jamaica. And then you got your man Blues, you know what I'm saying, that worked on a song with Akon, the Longest Yard movie soundtrack, So Fly, you know,
produced,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
man, and Blues goes back with some, I mean, he was hooked up with some of the rappers that, De La Soul.
And my cousin Nathio's and De La Soul, Soul For Real. LL, you know, Rakim, Bismarck, you know, all from Long Island, Keith Murray, You know what I mean? So, you know, it's a long list, you know what I mean? So, you know, with me being the hip-hop head in the group, you know, it's not even like, you know, I just got in and did my one and two thing. It's like this is something that I was born and raised to do. You know, I grew up around a lot of platinum artists in the rap game. Got a chance to get, you know, get a lot of that light shined on me.
Yeah.
And that's what's up, man. I mean, it's not for the y'all people that's out there listening, man. Yeah, y'all ain't playing with no lightweight cats out here. These cats got some.
Yeah, we got muddy shoes. We've been traveling for a minute. You know what I mean? Our legs are numb right now from all the traveling.
That's real talk right there, man. So, you know, how could you guys, like, if there was a word to define, you know, American yard, you know what I'm saying, with the rude boyness and the soul tree and everything that you got mixed up in there, you know, and even the little British little bit you got in there. Mix it all together and it becomes one. Explain to me, tell me, what kind of word would describe American yard?
A boiling pot.
Yeah, you kind of just said it once.
Yard is a boiling everything in one.
Yeah, it's kind of that's what
boiling
it is really.
Pot. Really, that's what the name was created for. It was created to define exactly what we are. Like Steve, even though he's from England, his parents are Jamaican. Stacy's from Jamaica, you know, which is another word for yard. You know, to me, I'm American, you know what I mean? But you know how New York is. You know, we got a lot of Jamaicans in New York anyway, so the influence is heavy. So that's basically what American, plus every American yard or household defines and represents multiculturalism. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, you know, I mean, the name itself defines it. You know what I mean?
Because I think what we were trying to do, that's why I like what you just said when you said one, is because that was the whole purpose. When we were, that's the main thing we always talk about is like becoming one, you know, like you know, uniting, and we don't want it just to be us. We kind of want people to see how people from different places can get together and, you know, unite and do things, make
get
music,
along. Yep.
You know what I mean, get along,
yep.
And you start realizing that we, even though we're from different places, we've had so many the same experiences in growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
That's some real talk right there, man. But I'm definitely loving the flavor, and all of you guys are just so beautiful over there. You know, and your whole style and everything.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, man.
I want to just let y'all know that my favorite song from y'all guys, even though y'all really promote and know you didn't, my favorite song from you guys. I wonder if y'all can guess what it is. It's like
so
my
hot.
Favorite.
Let him go.
So hot.
Let him go.
Murder them. Murder them.
Oh yeah, there's gonna be more.
Time go by.
Nope.
One day at a time.
One day at a time.
You know it. You know it.
that's the club banger right there.
Yeah.
Yo, Chuck sent me that joint, son. And, like, I love all the stuff that you guys doing, but that song right there definitely felt me like, made me feel like if I was going on a football field or I was getting after ready to do a hard body workout, you know, get some pumping, some iron, and just getting it in or something, you know, I would be playing that song and doing some aerobics right there, man. That song right there. I was feeling like this Brazilian like African drum beat with the just like it was hot.
Thanks.
Yeah, well, we're hoping to get some involvement from some of the sports.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Some big arenas, some stadium music. You know.
Yeah, that joint right there is definitely a hot one right there. I already see a video in my vision already for that joint, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need a backup dancer, holler at me.
Oh yeah, for real. Oh yeah, yeah. You can we love doing that, man.
Oh man. So I want y'all to introduce this song, and I want y'all to tell me what was the inspiration behind this joint right here.
It's just being yourself. Being yourself and just don't care what people think. on what people say.
Are you talking about for the one day at a time?
No, for no, you didn't.
For no,
right?
You didn't?
What you say?
Which
one
are you talking about?
Oh, no, the record we're talking about right now is One Day at a Time right now.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Stacey was talking about. No, you didn't. Yeah, One Day at a Time, Steve, you can get in and chime in on that one.
That's basically just saying, you know, like, you're going to get there no matter what happens, you know, but, you know, one day at a time. But the whole purpose, because, you know, we've been grinding for a long time trying to get it together. Mm-hmm. And when we was sitting down, when we were working on that track, I think we all felt the same, like, you know, like, because we got patience, man, because we've been trying hard. But we believe if you just keep on going, you know, one day at a time, eventually, you know, things will happen. And that's just the way it works.
Perseverance, man. Yeah. We're gonna go ahead and get into this joint. It's called One Day at a Time. So make sure you got your dancing shoes on. You cranking this joint to amplify. Easy right now, DJs. You know what I'm saying? All y'all cats out there, man. Y'all need to put this joint in rotation along with all the stuff that they got, man. Cause I know I'm ready. So behind the scenes, I'll be, you know, cranking it a little bit. But y'all go ahead and introduce this joint.
Hey, yo, this is One Day at a Time by American Yard. Go ahead and beat your dashboard up.
this is your boy Chubb Rock, and definitely when I'm in the DMV area, baby, I'm always rocking with Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Dial us up on the Lush line right now. 347-826-7722. 347-826-7722.
You're live right now with your girl, the one, the best, Lushy Lush, live in the building, and I'm live with the one, the only, world with now, internationally known, American Yard, sign to come, music, baby. You better get yourself together, baby. If y'all know, you better know today, baby. Let's go. What's up?
Yeah, what up?
Yo, I love y'all because, you know what, because of the whole mix, I can relate to y'all, right? Because, number one, I'm African, right? So, you know what I'm saying? I got fam that's over in Europe, so I love the whole British thing. And then I got fam that's, like, in Jamaica, and then I'm from New York, too. So it's, like, crazy. So I can, like,
wow.
That's
cool. Where New York you from?
That's crazy.
I'm from Queens, but I got family in East New York and Rockaway Avenue.
Oh, okay, okay. What part of Queens you from?
I'm actually from Flushing, actually.
Oh, Flushing. Okay, okay. Indeed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, you know what I'm saying, I kind of like married my ex-husband that was, you know, from Guyana. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to do that again.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm divorced now, you know what I'm saying? For all them cats out there, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your girl, lusty love, holla at your girl. But anyway, back to work and y'all.
After the little plug.
You know what I'm saying? But I definitely love the vibe and everything, and that song right there is definitely a banger. And I've seen tell us more about this other song that y'all got really pumping right there. No, You Didn't. You know, Yes, We Did. You know what I'm saying? The whole movement is it kind of reminds me going back to the whole slogan of, you know, Barack Obama talking about, you know, Yes, We Can and everything like that. You know, tell us more about that song.
Yeah, that wasn't it was actually done before
long before
the whole Obama thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence that came along, and we was like, wow, you know, it's come around, and everyone was on that Yes, We Did thing, but that Yes, We Can thing. So it was just a coincidence. I think
we initially did it. We initially did it out of rebellion, though. We initially did it like, you know, saying we're gonna do what we want to do regardless. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like Steve, you could chime in. You know.
Yeah, that was really just we was all talking about like whatever you want to do in your life, don't let nobody hold you back. Kind of like and just, you know, when people say, you know, did you do this? You just go, you know, yes, we did. You know what I mean? And because people always say, no, you didn't. You know, they always like try to hold you down. And sometimes you gotta be proud about what you stand for and what you do, and don't be ashamed of what you do. And that's what it's kind of based on, like being proud of yourself and not, you know, shying away and holding back, just like going for it. You know? And then
just be proud of who you are and stand by whatever you believe in. You know what I mean? Regardless.
Oh, and That's definitely a whole movement and a statement that I definitely, you know, follow 24/7 in my life. You know what I'm saying? Like your man Russell Simmons said, you know what I'm saying? If you basically don't wait for somebody to put you on, put yourself on. You know what I'm saying? If they ain't no lane for you, get your own lane. You know what I mean? You gotta
get
keep
your
it.
Own lane. Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. You riding on the sidewalk right now. We on the shoulder right now. Getting our own lane.
Yeah. Yo, you the type that be driving on the shoulder of the lane, don't you?
On the shoulder and everything, you know what I mean? Honking the horn like, yo, this is my lane. What y'all doing walking here?
I drive in the HOV lane, man.
You know what I mean? I'm right next to him over by the wall.
Crazy, man. So tell the people where they can, you know, check you out and everything. I know y'all all over the Twitter, hard body. Tell them where they can check us out on Twitter, on
MySpace.
Facebook.
Facebook. You know, you just type American Yard on Facebook. Really, I mean, there's a few sites out there. You know, really, if you hit YouTube. If you hit Google, you know what I mean, you'll find us all over the place, to tell you the truth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Google's the best thing because that brings up everything.
Yeah. Definitely. Y'all need to Google them, yo, because, like, their PR people, yo, their media people was working hard like crazy on them, son. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, you know what I'm saying? And the one thing about it that I like the whole team that's working with American, y'all, they are so humble. They are so humble, and they are, like, really good people, you know what I'm saying? And even listening to them, like, listening to you guys are so humble and stuff, because you know how some cats, they just be like, yo, you know, my stuff don't stink, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah.
Hey, Hollywood, right?
You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
nah. Nah, we put,
we
put God first in everything
hard.
We do.
And I guess because we've been through so much, too.
Yeah,
we put God first, you know what I mean? So, you know, when you have God in your life, you know what I mean? You know, if you start getting a little too out of hand, he'll knock you down the side. So, you
in
know,
a
we
minute.
Make sure that we, yeah, we make sure we keep our head on straight, you know, and we keep each other in check, too.
Yeah,
know?
And we haven't had it easy, man, so it's like, I
yeah.
think we learned a lot from not having it easy. If it came too easy, then it'll go easy, you know?
Exactly.
You know,
so. I guess that's what... That's what really keeps us humble is because it's been hard for us and it hasn't been easy. So
yeah.
That's real talk right there. I had this one thing for Mr. English, right? Mr. English over there, right? When I hear you sing, because you're the singer, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she sings also. Stacy
yeah.
sings also. Like,
yeah.
from your voice, though, I hear like this almost like, Y'all know Phil Collins or something like that, like almost like a Phil Collins, like U2 type thing. It's
yeah,
kind of like feel like get from him. Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? It's just that I think we all just appreciate all
mm-hmm.
kinds of music, and so
yeah,
it's
exactly.
like,
yeah, because Phil Collins was the man.
Yeah,
I love
you
him,
kind
man.
Of.
Oh yeah.
You kind of develop what you kind of you kind of exposes the kind of stuff you listen to. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, you know, so I appreciate
all
those. Yeah, so you kind of like, you just develop a style and you track. Because some people actually can sing so many different ways, but they don't do it because they want to sound like, they don't want to take a chance, you know?
And the
yeah.
thing with us is like, we play with our voice a lot in the studio. Like, we try new things with our voice and stuff like that. Steven does a lot of that too, like playing with his
yeah.
voice.
And Blues and Stacy, Blues and Stacy always saying like, if I try something, you know, sometimes I'm like, no, nah, I'm going to leave it. They're like, no.
Yeah, yeah,
go
exactly.
ahead with that, man. They're
yeah.
like, you know, they'd be surprised, and I'm like, I've tried some stuff, but when you're around people that don't support you or they like, what are you trying that style for? Or what you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I think we're so open-minded, and I think the times have changed now that there is no one way of doing things.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's real talk right there. The question I got asked for you guys, man, you know, there's ups and downs dealing with this industry. You know, you got people that pull you left, pull you right. You got a lot of BSs in this game, you know, with a whole bunch of stuff. What do you guys feel was the hardest adversity that you guys had to deal with, you know, being in this industry?
Politics.
Yeah, politics, man. Cause
politics is the worst.
Yeah, politics,
yeah.
real. You know, especially when you're a genuine
about,
person.
Yeah.
You
wow, y'all sound like y'all... vexed about that, man.
Yeah, because you know you get a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing.
Not even about creation anymore and being creative. It's not about that anymore. It's just
a lot of wolves in sheep's
away.
Clothing. Yeah, you get a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing. You know what I mean? So you know you have to be able to, you know, to distinguish, and you have to be able to put on your game face and know that you know there's a difference between business and personal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, when you're a genuine person, sometimes it's kind of difficult in the beginning.
I think the industry itself, the recording industry, it's almost like everyone listens to music, but nobody really knows how it's structured, and that's something you only learn by experience, and then when you start realizing how deals are structured, how and when you get paid, because people have to understand that sometimes musicians, you know, they get an advance or they get money and stuff like that, but sometimes that's got to last for a certain period of time, you know?
Yeah, for real. And I be trying to let my little up-and-coming artists that, hey, this game is not easy, and it is cutthroat, and if you ain't strong-minded, it will consume you. Because that advance paycheck, if you don't flip that hey, it's going to run out in the quickness if you don't use your money right.
Exactly.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes you got to pay it back, depending on what the situation is. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yep. So,
yeah, that's the reality of it. And I think the problem is that that's not shared enough, you know, because people see the videos and they see people throwing money in the air and stuff like that. And I think it gives the impression that that's what you do. Like, we're all sitting at home and then we just say, okay, let's start throwing some money in the air, you know? That's not a reality. Because, you know, you throw some money in. Yeah, I dare you to throw some money in the air around me, man. I'll be catching.
Yeah, yo, we throw bills in the air.
You know what I mean? You throw some money in the club, I see some money going in here. You see a spinning back kick, man.
Yeah, we throwing utility bills around here.
Yeah, it's hilarious, man. So I'm gonna ask y'all each individual quick question. So, well, the question goes out to all of y'all, but I'm ladies go first. So I'm gonna ask y'all, like, basically, if you guys weren't doing music, what would you be doing?
Who's going for it? Yeah, I'm Stacey. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, it's. I think they accidentally got bumped off, but I'm waiting for them to come back on.
Oh, you want me to give an answer until they come back on?
Yeah, you can go ahead and answer. And so,
yeah, I think me, working, surviving, taking care of myself and taking care of people who are around me, taking care of people you love and all that kind of stuff. And trying to still, if it wasn't music, there'd be something that I'd be trying to share with people, you know? Because people have to understand that music is one way of sharing, you know, about your life and stuff, like experiences and stuff. But people, if they communicate more and get together more, you still can get across and still make an impact on the world, you know?
And that's real talk right there, man. I finally got them back, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess y'all ain't had that white dude with the glasses with y'all. That's why y'all got off.
But y'all didn't put it with the storm. For some reason, with the storm, It just broke the phone.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
What happened?
Y'all need
a thunderstorm.
Oh, a thunderstorm? Dang,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and everything cut off.
Oh, yeah, by your end? Oh, yeah. Oh, it must be up by you. I'm in a different location, so, yeah, it's coming. It's probably headed my way.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Y'all be careful, man. Make sure y'all step out there, man. I don't want y'all to get wet, you know what I'm saying, with all the chocolateness all going on.
Exactly.
Stacey, you're gonna answer what was that question again?
The question was basically, like, if you weren't doing music, what would you be doing? Other than music, if you weren't doing music right now?
Music. That's all I know. That's all I know is music.
That's the only thing you would be doing. You want there's nothing else other than the music that you love. That's just what you eat, sleep, and you breathe is music.
Yeah, that's all we do is just eat, breathe, sleep. Everything is music around us.
It's in the DNA.
What did you say, Steven?
I gave a long story and cried a tear and
so you already know if he wasn't doing music, he'd be doing the acting.
You know what I mean? I broke down and cried to all the listeners, man, and, you know.
He cried, man. He made me, you know, he hurt my heart, like my heart was like
That's that Academy Award.
Oscar for that.
Yeah, Oscar.
So Stacey said she would still be doing music regardless, you know. So what would you be doing, my dude, Blue?
Blues is all about the passion. So, you know, and my passion is for my music. So, I mean, just like Stacey said, it'd be something music. If it wasn't music, then it'd be acting. I mean, you know, that's my other love. So it'd be in the acting field. You know, if I wasn't doing that, but regardless of whatever it was, it's only like a platform for me to be able to get to a position where I can help and reach people. I want to get to a point where, you know, we get enough voice to where you can reach, like, the youth and help them, you know, through a lot of their troubled times, through our testimonies and stuff that we've been through, you know what I mean? Because I think that's what it's all about. You get to a point of success just so you can give back.
Yeah, What's up, man? You know what I'm saying? And we're going to ask you about the whole convict music situation in a second, because we got two callers on the phone. I see you. Caller from the 404. You're live in the building with, it looks like the same number. Somebody calling me from their house phone, too?
I know it'd be a prank call, like, yo. Nah, that's the Stacey, you ain't call, right? Steve, you ain't call.
Yeah,
nah, that's not us.
It's the same number, 404-386. Still on the joint. I'm like, wow, okay.
Or maybe Stacey didn't hang up her other line.
I guess this one does. But call it from the 310, that's over there in Cali. That sounds like my one and only DJ, DJ Hustle. What's crack-a-lackin', family? I'm live in the building with American Yard. What's up?
What's going down now? What's up?
Yeah, what's poppin'? What's going on, big man?
Oh, man, just get my mix in right now, man. I'm in traffic right now.
I could imagine.
Yo, you got your Serato in the car, son? You mixing while you driving, son? You crazy, son.
Yo, he multitasking over there.
Hey, in that Cali traffic, man, you got plenty of time to mix, man.
Oh, yeah.
Hustle, we live in the building with American Yard. They sound convict music, you know what I'm saying? They like, you know, a little mix of Black Eyed Peas, Fugees, but they got like their own twist to it, you know. They got two wonderful men and a lovely woman in there, and they just giving you, you know, a little bit of hip-hop, a little bit of soul, a little bit of reggae, a little bit of funk. It's just hot, you know what I'm saying? So you want to go ahead and ask us some questions, Hustle?
Yes. When you come to California, we club.
We were just in California.
Yeah,
we just shot the video out there.
Wow.
We're in Malibu.
That's what part of California were you in?
We're in Malibu.
Malibu, East LA, and we stayed in, what was it, Hollywood? That's where the Beverly Center is?
We was by the Beverly Center around there in Hollywood.
Yep.
Okay. Actually, you know what, man? If you come out here again, I'll put you guys on stage right at the Highland Center right there in the club. That's what I DJ. I DJ the club at the Highland. I DJ in Las Vegas. And come on back to California, man. I'll send me your music, and I'll play it the crap out of it.
Okay. Right. Yo, indeed. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
That'll already be in your inbox, Hustle. You know what I'm saying? Definitely be in your inbox already. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely one love, Hustle.
That's man. I got this other joint from American Yard, y'all. So this one right here, like, you know, y'all want to hear that little sultry, savory, you know what I'm saying, little like, you know what I'm saying, like reggae feel to it, you know what I'm saying? I think they know this song that I'm about to play, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes they be faking on their guessing skills and stuff.
You know, you gotta make it more interesting.
So this song, you know, starts with an L, so you know it's a
letting
hit.
Go.
Stacy is just always on point, man. On a game show.
I still don't know what it is.
That's. Man, this song right here is called Letting Go, man. And, you know, the situation that we did a show, like, last week on another show called Letting Go. And basically, you know, a lot of people get stuck in their past or stuck in past relationships or just stuck with their own self situations. And they need to understand that sometimes they got to let stuff go, you know what I'm saying? And
that's right.
The song is definitely, you know what I'm saying, a hot song. And, you know, hey, whatever you're dealing with, man, and you know it's not right for you, let it go, man. If the herbage is, you know, too much for you and you think you need to let it go, let the herbage go. Don't puff pass. Throw it on the ground.
You know?
You never know what it is, man. But this song, Letting Go, is definitely smooth. You can rock it with your girl. If you want to be meditating and, you know, be on some meditation, you know, you can listen to this song, man. And I'm definitely feeling the vibe of it. So I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce this joint. Because so listen to this joint right here. It's called Letting Go, American Yard. Go ahead, y'all, because, you know, I love hearing y'all voices, man. Go ahead.
Yeah.
This track is called Letting Go by American Yard.
You didn't know.
I don't want to let you go.
Joint right there make you what you remember, you know what I'm saying, when you was there, you know, back in the day at the little reggae joint, at the dances and stuff, and you know what I'm saying, you had, you know what I'm saying, your man, your girl or whatever, you was winding up on him, winding up on
against
him
against the wall,
winding up on him, you know what I'm saying. You remember that joint back in the day, not like nowadays, you know, where you be seeing the dudes and stuff, they don't want to dance with the girls. They want to be in a circle dance with themselves, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
But you know what I'm saying? But I definitely love that joint right there, Letting Go, man. That joint is definitely hot, man. That one's definitely for the club, too, man. I'm loving that right there, man. Woo! Definitely, man. So... What do y'all guys see in the future, you know what I'm saying, for American Yard?
We got a lot of work, man, because there's so much that we got to do. I mean, just work.
Go ahead, Steven.
No, go ahead, Stacey, man. Yeah.
No, I was just telling her that I want people to just appreciate and love the music the way we do, you know what I mean? Because that's got a lot of work. in our music and stuff like that. We just want people to just appreciate it as much as we do.
Yeah, and appreciate the struggle, you know. Don't think we just walked into this. Just understand.
Yeah, yeah, and got it overnight.
Just decided that
we wanted to be American Yard and got to deal with that quick. And that's the thing, too, because, you know, a lot of people think it's just that easy. You know what I mean? They think, like, yeah, I want to be a rapper. Or, yo, I want to be in the music. You know what I mean? And then get in there and think they're just going to get rich.
But we're also not discouraging people. Like, if this is what you want to do, trust me, go ahead and do it. But just don't think it's easy because it's not.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If you're passionate about it, then it won't matter what you got to go through to get it.
And that's real talk right there. I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying, you know, feeling everything that you guys are doing, man. I mean, because, I mean, it's definitely mad love, man. I got to shout out my cats in the chat room, all my guests in the chat room, Hellraiser and everybody else that's in the chat room. And, you know what I'm saying, my man Chuck B, you know what I'm saying, my man Chuck, you know, flying me in some hot exclusive music, you know what I'm saying. Early, so, but I'm trying to like basically tell y'all that, you know what I'm saying, I'm loving everything that you do. You guys are definitely, you know what I'm saying, wonderful. And the last thing that I got, like three last things I had to ask you. I want to ask you guys, how did you guys basically come up with how did you guys get into the whole Convict Music, you getting signed with Convict Music and everything like that? Tell us a story about that situation.
That's really blues.
That's blues.
Yeah, well, me, you know, me and Con go back like over 14 years before his whole deal, before Convict became Convict, like when Convict was Bi-4 Productions to MoCon International to Knocker International, and then it became Convict right when Locked Up came out. And, you know, so for me and Con going way back before, you know, the whole Universal deal and everything, you know, that's basically, he's basically like family to me, you know what I mean? So it was only right that when we got together with the group and stuff, you know, since he already opened up the international gates, that we go ahead and go through that channel.
Yeah, but take it from me, Con.
It wasn't given to us, though.
It wasn't given at all. You know, you definitely don't get that impression it was given. Because we still had to, because, you know, even though, you know, me and Con was close like that, you know, he was busy doing what he had to do for his career. So, you know, he would say, yo, you know, we're going to get stuff going. But it still was taking a while to get things going that way. So we had to basically go out and get our own situation. And then it was only right us to go through the Convict channel once we got our situation set up.
Yeah, because Con don't play around with music, man. What's his favorite word? I've heard when people give him demos, he's like, yo, make sure it's hot.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And from day one, he loved what we do. You know what I mean? Like, he called me off the road one time and said he's literally a fan. You know what I mean? But it's just that, you know, with him being so busy with the stuff that he had going on, because from the beginning, we had a vision. Where, you know, he would whoever got through the gate first would open up the gates for everybody else's empires to branch off. And it's just like, you know, somewhere along the line from the success that kinda didn't happen the way it was supposed to happen. So a lot of us that were from the original, a lot of the convicts you see now aren't a lot of the original people, but a lot of the original convicts were forced to go in and start planting their own seeds. You know what I mean? And once that flower started to bloom, then that's when he went ahead and, you know, started throwing a little bit of water on it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. That's real talk. There's definitely a family affair I see going on there, and I'm definitely proud, especially, you know, being an African myself, you know what I'm saying, and seeing the movement. So I'm definitely proud of everything that you guys got going on. But, you know, how is it working with Akon, man? You know what I'm saying? Is he a knucklehead? He be yelling at y'all. What be going on, man?
Oh, no, hell no. I put Con in the headlock.
He's always here to finish products. Like, he's never there when we're recording.
Yeah, I can vouch for how it is to work with Con, because the group, we really didn't work with Con. Like, everything we did, we did on our own. Con didn't have anything to do with that. But, like, basically me on my solo stuff and from all these years working with Con, you know, it's always been, like, just a natural chemistry also. Like, Con is real good with melodies and stuff like that in the studio. But he's not a dictator in the studio. Like, you know, it's pretty much like the music just basically is just created naturally. Like, you know, he may have, like, a few visions or whatever. I would have my visions, and we would just meet in the middle. You know what I mean? But when it comes to the group, like the group, we did all the stuff ourselves. This is 100% American y'all are hearing. It's not, there's no interference from anybody else to do what we're doing.
Yeah, I think where Khan is concerned, I think how he runs his label is he expects a certain amount from the groups themselves. I don't think he's there just trying to
baby you or feed you.
Baby, I think that's part of his situation is like, the reason why he's gonna sign you or whatever is because you've kind of like taken a certain path yourself.
Yeah, because you're already your own force.
Yeah, because I don't think you've got the time to start someone from scratch and start teaching them everything. You know, I just don't think it runs like that. So all those people out there, you're gonna have to get something together yourself so people see that you're really into this. Don't just walk into a label and say I want a deal, and you have no demos and no nothing. You just want a deal. It doesn't work that way, man. People are gonna want to see you. They want to hear you, so they and I think the way they look at it is if you bother to get a demo tape together, then and you put some work into it, then they're gonna bother to listen to you. But just walking in there and just expecting it to happen, it doesn't work.
And nowadays, and Stephen also nowadays is like they want to hear a little buzz going on before because they don't really want to spend money on you anymore.
We already had our own movement. We had our own movement
exactly.
Already.
Yeah, that's what happened.
And they just happened to jump on board.
Yeah, because we had our own following and stuff like that. So they want to see that you have buzz and stuff like that. So they're willing to spend the money.
Yeah, and that's definitely, you know, the move for nowadays, especially for, like, independent artists. Like, you got to build your buzz up. Like, stop telling us, yo, you're the hottest thing in the world, and your mother won't even come see you. What's really going on?
Yeah.
Exactly. The proof is in the pudding.
That's the thing. You're gonna have to do something. That's just the reality of this game, man. Everybody, you know, they want to see that you made an effort in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I'm definitely loving the whole movement of American Yard. And Stacey, you know you gotta make my Aki and Soulfish because I'm gonna be
any day. Any day.
Yeah, I definitely, you know what I'm saying, love the vibe. Everything is just wonderful, man. And everything will be in rotation because, you know, I usually do my new music Fridays. But for you guys, I had to make a special time and date for you guys because, you know what I'm saying, I usually do it at 7. But because of American Yard, because they're so special to me in my heart.
We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
I definitely love y'all. I'm calling out all DJs, all cats out there that's definitely, you know what I'm saying, true lovers of music, to definitely support American Yard rotation, put it in a mix. You already know what it is.
Y'all can holler at us on Twitter, you know, whatever y'all need, holler at us on Twitter. We at American Yard on Twitter.
Yeah, definitely get them on Twitter. Google them, holler at your man Chuck. He will fly you in. I fly you in their music. It's crazy right now, son. Real talk. American Yard got overseas going crazy. The station is on their back right now. The campaign is sick, so follow them, man, for real. I definitely put a stamp on them 100%. You already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? I love you guys, and I wish you nothing success. And I want to ask you guys the last question. This is the final last question.
No doubt.
The last question to ask you guys is that if you guys could tell these young cats any kind of advice, what would it be?
Just don't give up on your dreams. Keep on pushing, and just don't give up.
Yeah, follow your dreams, you know, and always think positive. Everything starts in the thinking, you know what I mean?
Always put God first,
have positive thinking.
Yeah, help yourself, but also remember you can help others too.
Exactly.
Selflessness.
That's real talk, right? It's your girl, Leslie Lush, man. American Yard. I love them to death. You know what I'm saying? They got like a piece of my heart. Like, I'm so emotional right now. I don't know what to do with my. I'm saying, but I definitely love you guys, man. I pray to you guys that everything.
We love you too.
Thanks, man. I pray that everything that you guys want in life comes to pass for you guys, man. And you know what I'm saying? Mikasa, Sukasa, keep us updated on everything that's going on with you guys, man. We love you for real. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, it is what it is, man. Big imaginary hugs right now. Imaginary hugs.
Imaginary hug right back.
Right back, man.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm still hugging.
A group huddle.
You said it's a group huddle. Now, not too frisky around like a lion. But y'all need to go ahead and support American Yard. They're doing some good things out here, man. Holler at them, man. Holler at their publicists. Hit them on Twitter. Hit them, Google them, man. Find their MySpace, all that, man. It's some hot stuff. They shot their new video. It's about to be out. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you already know what it is. It's crack. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to holler at you guys on the flip side. And, Stacey, I need my Akian selfie, so remember that. You know, and I do got a thing for British accents. You already know what it is, and you know.
Okay, I haven't got a problem with that.
And you know, and why I always got love in the building, so you know what's cracking. So
no
you know
doubt, no doubt.
I love y'all all day, every day. So I'm gonna holler at y'all on the flip side, and you know, I gotta play my favorite song. Because I love it so much, and you guys love it too. So y'all
yeah, no doubt.
Again, and I'm going to keep on flooding you with this stuff until it's all into your bloodstream and you can't stop thinking about this song. So you already know what it is. All day, every day. It's one day at a time, and I'm out. Your girl, Leslie Lesson, you just officially got stamped American.
Try it, I'm taking the trash out, keep it moving.